Every year, the state surveys people 18 and over to find out how often they engage in a variety of behavioral risk factors. The percentage who said they smoked in 2007 dropped to 19.6% this year, which is the first time it's ever dropped below 20%. That's down from roughly 24% who said they smoked back in 2000. Karen Timberlake is the director of the Department of Health and Family Services. She says any reduction in smoking will save lives and save the state money.
The illnesses and the loss of workplace productivity that come from tobacco use add up to about $3 billion in just Wisconsin alone. And if you think about, you know, the current challenges with access to health care and other things, you know, what else could we be doing with that money if we weren't paying for smoking-related illness? So that's why we're so pleased to see this decline, and we certainly are working hard to see that it will continue.
One of the reasons that's possible is that the state's tax on cigarettes increased by $1 a pack in the beginning of this year. Since that tax hike took effect, 20,000 people have called the state's tobacco quit line. The survey results mean the state's smoking rate is now roughly in line with the nation's. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.